think a choir. Let's greet each other. Jesus is the Christ. God loves you. I also love you. No one told you, right? And God has gave us the message titled the Nehemiah's Gospel Movement. God really gave us, gave them the grace to reveal the temple through the Babel king, and through Ezra, God has gave the older word. Now it's about the rebuilding the wall outside of the temple. Then God actually used Nehemiah to do that. So Nehemiah actually haven't seen the wall yet. Then he actually heard that the wall had been really destroyed by fire, and the gate is also broken. We have heard the message that all this news about the churches are closing down in Japan, and many Christians are actually dying and then disappearing. That's the same situation. With the grief, that Nehemiah actually fasted and then also prayed to God. We should really have the Nehemiah's prayer. In America, they teach four kinds. Number one, A. Can you see? ACTS. Question. Where is that? Book of what is called Acts? One of the book in the Bible is Acts. Pastor Shin will give you the Starbucks. Those who have right. Acts. All the seminary students should know this. Which book is Acts? Oh, it's the book of Acts. Now, through book of Acts, and then they will teach you. They will teach the believers how to pray. Adoration. It's about to respect God and worship God. If you really look at the Nehemiah's prayer, now he actually heard the worst news about Jerusalem. What would the people will say? Then the problems, the great problem came to you. Then you will probably pray that, why? What's wrong? Give me the answer. Please do this. When you really have the problems, you will probably pray that please do something with this problem. But if you look at Nehemiah's prayer, what did he say? Verse 5, he actually gave the prayer to praise God. O Lord, O God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments. I'm not just simply saying you really have to glorify God first and then say something about it. It's really important for you to know in what kind of point of view you have to be standing. When you pray, most of us will pray in the point of ourselves. The Nehemiah really didn't give a prayer in terms of his own point of view. He actually prayed from the point of view of God. What does that mean? So he prayed with the being centered with God's thought. If we really pray in being with the centered of ourselves, why do you pray to God then? You have your own thoughts already. You have your own plan. You have your own desire. And you already decided how to do it. You don't have to pray. But Nehemiah actually was thinking being centered with God. And he was actually given the prayer with the God's point of view. He is the God of heaven. He has no limitation and not tied on earth worldly things. The God who can actually do much greater things than we can think of. He is the great God. Then he is very, he has the justice. Then he does, God does whatever he says and he promised. Those who, then God will keep the promise with those who will keep his commandment. When Nehemiah prayed, so in point of view of God, and this kind of problem is not actually a problem. If we really look at these problems in the point of fulfillment of God's word, then this problem is also can be the part of the God's plan. In the point of view of God, you might have really an obstacle in your life. Maybe that your answer can be postponed and then answers are not really coming to you. You may be disappointed. If you use all those things in the point of view of yours, and then you'll be really disappointed because you have the obstacles and you don't even know what to do with that. Let's say your answers for your prayer and for your problems had been really postponed, and then you will feel so bad about it. But in the point of view of God, and He is the Almighty God, He is predestined us before the creation. He is the one who gives us the prosperity and the grace to us. All the obstacles, disappointment, problems, and the delay of the answers. We don't really have to be disappointed by all these things. From where? How are you looking at your prayer and problems? Just like Nehemiah, you really have to pray with the point of view of God. But isn't that the prayer? You actually have to seek the God's kingdom and righteousness. First, you really have to seek the God's plan. That is what was taught by Jesus. If you actually pray from the point of view of God, and the problem is not the problems. That's why when Nehemiah actually had the problems, why did I really get this problem? He didn't really pray like that. God, you're the one who keeps the promise. Right in front of me, this is the obstacles and disappointment right in front of me. But if you look at all these things, this is not something to be discouraged. For me, it is a very big obstacle. But for you, it's nothing. God will give us all the grace to overcome, the answers to overcome, and He will show the path to avoid, to overcome. That's why the Nehemiah actually started with the prayer of the adoration. When you really pray, don't look at the things at your own level. You really have to start praying with the point of view of God. So you look at the things with the points of God. Then why did the wall fall down? Is it because of the enemy? No. What should you really confess? you have to confess your sin. God is really right. God will give the blessings to those who will keep the commandment. Those who will really don't keep the commandment, and then God will not give the blessings. Verse 6 and 7. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statutes and the rules that you commanded your servant Moses. In our walk of faith, we have lots of thoughts that goes against God's will. God is the one who will just try to guide us with the word of God. And God is the one who will really bless us so that we can be prosperous. But we just always try to choose our own thoughts. That's what we call the disbelief. When the God really hears your prayer and he will be answering you. But he'll be rather listening to the complaints and disbeliefs. And that's why he's not going to answer you. In ourselves, there are lots of desires and hope and motives. And then we sometimes use God so that we can actually try to fulfill these things. We will disobey the God's word. Today, during the lunch, did you talk about others? Did you really talk about others? You didn't, right? Sometimes we do say that. We talk about all these people behind them. We should be the one praying for them. Instead of the prayer, we talk about some people. And some people will do this every single day. Then we don't admit that, and then we just say we pray in front of God. But isn't it that then fake? I want to evangelize. Then you don't go to the evangelism field. I have to evangelize, but you never share the gospel. But so it is the disbelief from the point of view of God. So which means that every single one of us commits sin every single day. There are lots of criminals who does the bad things. However, the sins they have are actually in me. Those people who killed. But that sin, the same thing, sin is in us. But those things haven't been just revealed in your life. Each one of us on this earth have the same seeds of evilness. But because of the God's grace, but that sin have been forgiven. And then we don't have to be tied by this sin, because God is the one who will really shift us to the God's kingdom. But isn't it thankful? But that part we have to confess to God. This year's prayer topic is the revival. Please repeat them in our day. Before the revival, the repent have to be started. Your sins, your problems, you really have to admit and you have to confess it. Then that's how the revival will be taking place. I have no problem. That is the biggest problem. That's how arrogant you can be. Then spiritually dead. Because we do all have this sin. Every day, every single day, we have all this seed that will really keep us away from God. If you really have the sins, like the certain sins, you have to confess that to God. Today to my child, I try so hard to make my child successful in the worldly manner. God is the one who is actually guiding me by the word of God. But I put all these worldly things in our child instead of God's word. I repent. I repented. And from there, then God will be really changing you so that you can actually imprint the God's word in your child. God called us as a person with prayer. Then instead of prayer, I keep talking about others. I don't have any power. Whoever I talk to will lose their energy and lose your strength. I don't have any ability. Then all the people that I associate with will have no ability as well. If you really specifically really pray to God and confess, and God is actually making revived and have the revival. Pastor Shin says very important thing. What kind of age are we in? What kind of time schedule are we? We are in the time schedule of renewing. How can we start? You really have to confess whatever you have to fix. To those people, God will give them that strength and power to renew themselves. That's why Nehemiah actually confessed. Because the wall had been destroyed just because we were away from God. God's word. I'm so sorry. So I will not leave the word of God anymore. Please work upon us. And the verse 8 to 10 says that, God, you are. What kind of God are you? Verse 9. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though your outcasts are in the uttermost parts of heaven, from there I will gather them and bring them to the place that I have chosen to make my name dwell there. We were actually out far away from the heaven because of the sin. God cannot really live with the sin because all the sin should be really away from God most. Those who really confess to God, I am the sinner. The only Christ can save me. Those who really have this kind of confession, and these people who are really in the God's kingdom will be really brought to you. And we give that thanks. Because we were the most far from God. But through the grace of God, God even led us to the place where we can actually give thanksgiving. So all the saving people from the sin is a God's plan. That's why God is really, you know what the God's will is? 1 Corinthians, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. What is a prayer? You really have to pray about the God's will. What's God's will then? Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God, thank you. Thank you for renewing me so that I can rejoice all the time. Why? Because God's will for me to rejoice always. Then God is actually changing me so that I can rejoice all the time. Because God's will is to make me pray without ceasing. So He is actually changing me so that I can actually pray. Then God's will is to give thanks in all circumstances. So God is actually working upon me through the Holy Spirit so that I can give thanks in all circumstances. How thankful that is. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving me all these obstacles and all these difficulties. But God is always making me someone who rejoice over these obstacles. All these delayed answers, that's what I really pray for, then so that I can give all the thanksgiving all the time. And thank you for changing me. Thank you for giving me the word today. That is the prayer of Nehemiah. And lastly, supplication. So he actually had the petition and the request. What kind of request? Verse 11. Let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight to fear your name. And please give me the blessing and the happiness. Why? So that before this person, I should receive the grace. So he was actually praying before he actually went to see King to rebuild the wall. Right now, I'm going before the King. So before you talk to your boss or your teacher, I will go in front of my president. Please change the mind and heart of this president so that I can actually rebuild the wall. Please change this person's mind and heart. You really have to pray for the evangelism. So to really have the 3,000 disciples to 300 regional churches, please change the heart and mind of my company, the president, so that I can actually be able to offering an evangelism so that I can actually go to the seminary student. Please change my family's heart. That's what you pray at the end. So Nehemiah actually was praying like this. Then God is the one who was actually answering like this. So you can actually pray like that. So all the time you really have to pray in the point of view of God. Then you confess the sin. I need God. Then restore the thanksgiving. Thank you for changing me like this. Let me be able to enjoy, rejoice always, and continually pray and give thanks for all the circumstances so that the God's will be done. Please change the heart and mind of my family and my child. That was a prayer of Nehemiah. So he was actually praying like this. Of course, there will be the problems. So Nehemiah actually had the spiritual battle with the prayer. So right now, they're building the wall. In our time schedule, so the theological seminary had been really open. So we will have all the tax from outside. Those who will do the something that God to please God, that externally there will be the attack. But we don't have to be surprised. And they'll be really talking about something to really discriminate. Are you going to seminary still 40 years old? You haven't gone to grad school. Are you stupid? then externally, they might really tell you like that. You don't really do something inside of the house. Why do you go to school until 10 p.m.? Are you stupid? Then that's what they will tell you. Externally, you will really be hearing all this word from outside. In Japan, the church like this small and the theological seminary had been built because it's really being shut down. Are you? So many people told Pastor Shin, that's not how you're gonna have the missions. Many people will say something like that. Verse 4 to 5. Then all the enemies will just try to do all these things to make you confused. From outside, Satan will continuously attack you to make you confused. However, how does Satan attack you? So that you can actually give up. You will be disappointed. It's not to stop you, to make you want to give up. That's enough. Why should I be listening to this kind of word? It's all right. I'm not going to go. Then Satan will attack you so that you will choose to leave, to give up, to be disappointed, discouraged. Externally, Satan will attack you. Not only externally, internally. Nehemiah 10. The strength of those who bear the burdens is failing. There is too much rubble. By ourselves, we will not be able to rebuild the wall. So those who talk about the reality, they're right. But for God, it's only the excuses. Because they don't want to. Because they don't want to offer it. Then that's excuse to have. And talking about the reality, oh, I can't do it. I don't have time. I don't have money. I have kids. I have family. I'm living far away. Then? But actually, they don't have the heart to offer it. We can just simply so brilliantly make up our excuses. Especially when you don't want to do. Then it becomes IQ 200. It's geniusly you will make up the excuses. Then externally, people will tell you the fool. And then Satan will attack you to give up. But internally, and then there will be about the disbelief and all the reality to make you give up, to be discouraged. That's how it works. Then you know. Those who've been in the Azab Gospel Church, you've experienced this about ACS coming to this church too, to this location. Throughout all this history of churches, it's same. Externally, don't do it. It's not the way. Internally, isn't it impossible to do? Let's think about it. There are only 3 kids. They went to California. Please give us the school. Externally speaking, people look at that and it's so foolish. Then reality speaking, it's also foolish. The pastor in California, if he is sending his own son or something to the school, then that's going to be a different story, probably. But he didn't have nothing to do with ACS. And we don't live in the US. We are from the different denomination, first Asians ever. Then he listened to the pastor's story, they usually just go away. Then it is rightful to say that that's not how you're going to have the missions. But usually people will give up easily. Thankfully, God really calls you, as you and Pastor Shin and someone you, as someone who pray. Even externally, getting the attack, internally, they are worried that disbelief only through prayer and practice. That's how actually everything was taking place. Then Nehemiah actually put all these people to watch. Nehemiah actually put all these watchmen of the prayer all over the city. When we pray, many times we just stop there. We pray, then we have the problems. That is the God's will. Then that's how we actually end. But Nehemiah was really different. He prayed and he took actions. After the prayer, he took actions believing that God will be fulfilling it. To protect the attack from the outside, he actually put the watchman of the prayer so that the someone who is inside of the wall can actually have the disbelief. Then all the people will be so that participating in the rebuilding the wall. If you're going to have the disbelief, at least work to play, to rebuild the wall, and then have the disbelief, meaning that pulling all these people in the stream of the church. So Nehemiah actually put all these watchmen of the prayer all over the place, and he did two things. First, he actually get, you have to have the weapon. You have to prepare yourself to fight. First, second, he actually gives the tools to rebuild the wall. What does that mean? To all the people of church believers. So he actually gave all the role of the fight as a soul. To fight and then to build the wall. As a gospel church, all the people of the gospel church should really rebuild, the raise up. All this, right now everything is progressing. All the department, region, divisions, everything should be really rising up. Because God's plan right now is to rebuild. You should have the weapon and fight so that you have to rebuild. You rebuild it and you fight at the same time. Then you have sword right in front beside you, even though you're building the wall. On the one hand, they had the sword. Another one, they had the tool to build the wall. Day and night, that's how they were actually focusing. Right now, we already have the very important time schedule because we have all the seminaries to school started. Externally, internally, these kind of attack will come. You should really prepare yourself with the prayer, within the prayer. You have to pray. We have to make sure that all this church and the people of this church will really get up. If you're going to have the disbelief, you have to come to church and have the disbelief. Then Nehemiah actually grabbed the head and then pulling all the hair. You have to have worship. That's how Nehemiah did, really. He was the evangelist who was putting the hair of people, really. That's how he was diligent to drag all these people to come to the worship. Of course, he will get arrested in this age, but meaning we have to have that consuming passion. All the people have to be equipped and prepare themselves to fight spiritually. All the people have to take action so that all of us can really stand up. We have to restore the prayer of Nehemiah. Throughout this week, be victorious with the prayer. Until the presider comes with all the covenant that was given in first and second service, let us really have all this movement that the Nehemiah actually had. We will have the prayer with the grief. And as a gospel church, we'll have the oneness through the prayer. Grab hold on to the covenant and pray.